Greg Sestero, star of The Room and author of the book The Disaster Artist, about making of The Room, is back with a brand new movie. The Christmas Tapes is a found footage horror anthology set at Christmas, starring Sestero as a stranger who holds a suburban family hostage and forces them to watch his collection of videotapes, each showing a different Christmas-set horror story. There's a premiere screening of The Christmas Tapes at Luna Leaderville this Sunday with a Q&A with the stars and directors, hosted by Movie Squad's own Tristan Fidler. Tristan sat down with directors Randy Nundle Jr. and WA export Robert Livings to find out more. He began by asking the filmmakers, where did the idea to do a horror movie set at Christmas come from?
Randy thinks I wasn't joking, but this film came about by a joke. So Greg had called me after seeing the rough cut of his scenes in Infrared, and he's like, I'd really like to play that character again. And we were like, how, like, when no one's asking for a sequel, this movie's not even out, but like, we will happily work with Greg again. And I was like, what if we did a Christmas horror anthology and Greg's character held a family kidnapped and made them watch these horrible Christmas movies?
Well, when you messaged me, you said you were joking at first, and I was like, no, you're not joking.
I was like, I love Christmas movies. I've always loved Christmas horror, Silent Night, Deadly Night, that image of Santa going down the chimney on the VHS, seeing it at the video store as a kid. So I'd always wanted to jump into the Christmas horror space, and it didn't take much convincing with Randy. So we kind of just jumped on in, and I think the other cool thing was working under a deadline is always fun. So often you make a film and you're like, okay, what's going to happen with it afterwards? And based on the timing of when we started this, we were like, oh, okay, maybe we can get distribution on board prior, which we were lucky enough to. Terra Films have been super supportive of us, so it was really nice to get them in. They were like, yeah, great, this is your deadline, which was a couple of months sooner than what we were anticipating.
Wow.
And so we just had to hit the ground running and make it happen, which as the editor, Randy, I'm sure was fun.
It was fun, yeah, because we talked to Terra, I think, in February, and they told us, okay, it needs to be done end of August, early September, and we're like, okay, this is going to be easier because there's lots of short films. It was the complete opposite. And yeah, very tight deadline. I remember the last month, August, was quite stressful, but we did it. We have a very good crew, like especially post-production, who did their stuff. So that was good.
Well, you mentioned Greg and talking about Greg Sestero, star of The Room and writer of the story about the making of The Room, The Disaster Artist, and you've worked with him previously, and the film that you mentioned was also screened in Perth at Luna, Infrared, where Greg played the owner's manual. Is that, did I'm getting that right?
that's what he named himself, and it's stuck. It's been great. So Jeff, or the owner's manual.
So how was it working with him again and developing this character?
Yeah, it was good to work with him again. He's super chill, really easy to give direction to. So we did a similar thing like Infrared, where we give him the outline of what happens. I believe when we went into filming, he was the only one who had the outline. The family didn't know what was going to happen, which made it funny. It was a surreal experience because we filmed that in my living room. So directing Greg Sestero in my living room was strange. But he always brings great ideas to the table, and it's a lot of fun working with him.
I mean, his character, I mean, the setup is that he is, his car breaks down, he's taken in by this family, and things take a dark turn. But then he almost is a director himself, or pretends to be, just waving a gun around. I mean, did either of you take inspiration from how he approached directing the scenes in character?
I think with this, it was like, we spent so much time developing and building his character with Infrared. And with this, we're like, we don't want this to be like linked to Infrared. It's not a sequel, but he's playing that character. So we want people to know who he is straight away. So we're like, what is every single horror movie cliche that can cause this man to be at this family's door on Christmas Eve? And then, so we just smacked that exposition in like in the first, what, minute? Yeah. And then, yeah, just with him coming in, it was just, he'd do a scene. We'd kind of, if there was something to show him, we'd show him from the previous takes. Usually we don't show our actors their stuff on set. And we've just kind of like developed it and worked it through that. And he does this thing where once he's had the information, he kind of goes off and on his own, and you lose him for 10 minutes or so, and then he comes back, and then the next take is just something even more wild than the last, because he's improvising as he goes. So he has an outline, as Randy said, and the other actors in the scene just kind of have to go where he takes it.
You're working as well with some other, I mean, it's a great cast, but you're working with some recognizable faces, particularly I host some screenings at Luna called Trash Classics. The other year we screened Commando, and starring Australia's own Vernon Wells as the villain in that, very memorable, and also memorable at the time for Mad Max 2, The Rogue Warrior. How did you come to collaborate with Vernon Wells?
So Vernon came about just from Travis, who's one of our producers, was we were kind of like throwing around some names of like, okay, let's get some other actors that we would just love to work with and have fun with. And Vernon's name came up, and then Travis would probably usually reach out, and he was like, you're Australian, you reach out. I got on the phone with him, and all I said was, basically, you'll be playing a maniacal, sadistic killer Santa. He's like, say no more. And it was just like, that was it. He was on board, and he came like, I mean, obviously actors come prepared. He came so prepared, and it was a very, very fun shoot with him. It was very easy. And obviously, like, he's been in the industry so long, just the amount of stories he has on set is fantastic. Like there's not a dull moment with Vernon, and he's also the gentlest and kindest person. And then we would call action, and the next thing he's like ripping someone's ear off dressed as Santa. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I mean, we're looking forward to, it's kind of, I guess, the premiere screening of the Christmas tapes at Luna. And there'll be a Q&A afterwards talking to you both, Rob and Randy, and then also the cast. One of the other actors that we haven't talked about yet who's in the last film is Dave Sheridan, who might not be a name that some people will automatically recognize, but I think his face and presence, particularly the film Ghost World, the character he plays in that, which I think spun off also into a Red Hot Chili Peppers video. I remember, how did you get involved with working with Dave Sheridan?
Yeah, with Dave, we reached out because I think there was a funny moment where, because we had Felicia Rose attached to this film as well, and then obviously schedule things change and things don't work out. But we originally hadn't reached out to her because we thought she was going to be out of our reach for like with what we had available. And I reached out to Dave, and he called me, and he was like, hey, it's Dave. Like, you know, you expect an email response. And Dave called. And then he was just like, yeah, this all sounds great. He's like, we're actually going to be in town at this certain thing. If you can make it happen around that, like all these things. He's like, but like, I'm going to be with Felissa Rose. So like, could you give her a role as well? which led to us. We're like, oh, yep, this is great. That was kind of like a funny thing. And also in like the horror world and the convention world, like they're all friends and they all travel together. They're with each other so often. So like you start to like kind of make these connections and get access to more actors and things like that. Mm. But Dave's been great. He's been promoting the hell out of the film. He's also going to be at the Q&A. Very, very funny guy. And yeah, Paranormal Perry is something that I think like Jeff might live on further. We got to figure out what that's going to look like. But as you said, the film takes a complete tonal shift at the end. But we feel like it works. It's a fun way to end it. Like, he's a very memorable character.
On RTRFM, having a listen into a conversation there between Movie Squad's Tristan Fidler with directors of the Christmas tapes, Randy Nundle Jr. and Robert Livings, who is from WA originally. There will be a premiere screening of that film at Luna this Sunday down on Leaderville, plus a Q&A after the film with those folks too. There's tickets and details online at the Luna website. Thanks again to Tristan for filing that story. Horror Santa, not the first time it's been done, but definitely in this bizarro found footage sort of way. Not sure if I count this as a Christmas film at the top of my list, but maybe that's something that you're into and that conversation has gotten you over the line as well.